AAA reported yesterday that the average price of gas in Wisconsin hit $3.43 per gallon. That tied a previous state record. And AAA Wisconsin's Pam Moen says the relative weakness of the U.S. dollar, coupled with more global investors putting their money in oil, could drive prices higher during this summer's peak travel times. Moen says data has shown conclusively that people will travel less when gas gets expensive, but she says you can't say for sure that will hurt Wisconsin's tourism industry.
What it in fact may end up meaning is that people choose destinations closer to home. And so instead of taking long driving trips out west or to the coast this summer for a family vacation, a lot of Wisconsin families may end up staying closer and enjoying the many destinations here around the state.
Sarah Clavis with Wisconsin's Tourism Department says the state will continue to market local tourism destinations to people who live here. She says the good news with gas prices as high as they are is that more than half the state's tourism revenue already comes from people who live in Wisconsin.
And we're also very lucky, too, because our biggest markets are Chicago and Minneapolis, which are very, very close to Wisconsin's borders and, of course, a short drive away.
Clavis says she expects tourists will spend less wherever they travel, although the state is not sure how much less. Tourism is Wisconsin's third largest industry, with travelers spending roughly $13 billion here in 2006. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.